I've been talking for a while now about how the job numbers are fake, right? They keep saying all these jobs are being added to the economy, but it just didn't feel real. The jobs were all in either local government or healthcare, and all of the private sector was really struggling. Well, today they actually updated all of those jobs numbers, and it turns out that they were actually way lower than initially believed. The updated jobs numbers show that literally hundreds of thousands of jobs have gone missing from the economy. This is actually the biggest downward revision since 2020. If you don't know how they collect this data, typically they send out surveys to industry and companies, and they use that data to project roughly how many jobs they think there are in the economy. This is known to be somewhat inaccurate because people don't respond on time and there are delays, and not necessarily every industry gets the sample size that they need. And so every month they update the previous months. They either revise them up or down once they've collected way more data. Prior to literally today, they thought that there were over 100,000 jobs that had been added in May and June. Now those numbers have been brought down to literally like 20 to 15,000. You might think that this would encourage a president to maybe reconsider some of their policies and the effect those policies are having on the economy. However, that has not been Donald Trump's response. Donald Trump's response to finding out that the economy has lost jobs has been to fire the labor statistics boss who collects the data for this report. Within literally like 3 hours of this report being published, the person in charge was fired, and the president has claimed that the data was rigged to help Kamala Harris. I took a screenshot of the Truth Social post. I think it's worth a read. Hang on. Let me find it. This was the schizo posting we were greeted with today. I was just informed that our country's jobs numbers are being produced by a Biden appointee, Dr. Erica McIntyre, the Commissioner of Labor Statistics, who faked the job numbers before the election to try and boost Kamala's chances of victory. We need accurate jobs numbers. I have directed my team to fire this Biden political appointee immediately. Important numbers like this must be fair and accurate. They can't be manipulated for political purposes. Thank you for the attention to this matter. I would like to remind you that this man has access to nuclear weaponry. Next month's job report is going to be insane. It's going to be -3% unemployment and 2 million jobs added. Like, I don't want to understate how bad it is to fire the person in charge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, because they've already been losing quite significant people. Just a couple of months ago, Trump actually fired the independent watchdog that oversees the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They also fired an entire committee of data experts that advises on how to collect data. So they're just like removing anyone who would check this information, and they're just going to appoint someone who's going to make the numbers look better, I guess. Now, I will say, obviously it's a bad thing that they get these numbers so far off, right? Like, this happens all the time. Every month the numbers get revised up or down, but these are really big revisions. But it's not necessarily a conspiracy by Obama, because the way these numbers work is effectively by projections. They have to collect a certain amount of data. They don't get all the data that they want up front, but they take the data that they do get and they use historical trends and patterns to try and predict how many jobs have been added to the economy. Obviously, like, the job market has not been normal in the last few months. Yeah, let's take like construction as an example, right? All of the mass deportations will have massively reduced the amount of opportunity for people to work in construction, for example. And you can't like just factor that into your model super easily. And it definitely makes sense that jobs have been adjusted so crazily. And then you have to think about the tariffs, right? So the tariffs have been on again, off again, on again, and off again. And some companies have not known how to respond. They might have genuinely intended to hire people at the start of May when the tariffs were, I don't know, 10%. But then by May 15th, when the tariffs are 30%, they can change their mind. And all of this uncertainty is what I believe you're seeing in the numbers. Because you can't like expect a company to accurately predict how many job openings it's going to have when it doesn't even know how much its equipment is going to cost next week. So I don't really think it's a conspiracy. And it really is just the fact that there's like loads of uncertainty at the moment. And this has created this massive downwards revision.
Even Axios says here, the economy is in the midst of population shifts as the Trump administration cracks down on immigration. That might help explain the huge revisions. People who are deported or who stay away from their workplace to avoid raids, do not show up on payrolls. It might also help explain why hiring is stalling, but the jobless rate didn't deteriorate nearly as much. Companies can't hire workers who are not available. And industries like construction are a huge industry, right? They depend a lot on labor that isn't necessarily in the US legally. And obviously when you deport a significant amount of people who work, you can end up losing jobs. But yes, people aren't like bullshitting when they say that it's really hard to get a job at the moment. It just happens that the numbers were being massively overestimated, and the person who's in charge of estimating the numbers has been fired, so that should fix the economy. I did want to mention as well that amidst all of this, the economy has actually officially been growing. So the last GDP report came in as well, which seemed to imply that the economy grew by 3% in the last 3 months. Obviously, that seems to be at odds with the fact that there are no jobs. And it turns out that that is exactly the case. When they calculate these GDP numbers, they factor in imports. And with all the tariff mania, there were loads and loads of imports in the first 3 months of the year. And the more imports you have, the lower your GDP actually goes. Now that companies have like stockpiled loads of stock, they're not importing things anymore. And that's made the economy look like it's booming. If you just average out these two numbers, you end up with 1.4%, which is below the target that they had of 2%. So all the numbers are just like kind of weird at the moment. But definitely if you just speak to people and you hear what people are saying on the ground, it's quite clear that the economy is not doing great, right? Like it's impossible for people to get a job. There's no one who says, oh yeah, it's super easy to get a job at the moment. And finally, the vibes, the soft data is starting to catch up to the hard data, and we might just stop measuring the data altogether. I think it is quite worrying though that there are so many cracks in how they collect this data. There's a real chance that they just stop reporting these numbers, which is what happened in China a few years ago when their youth unemployment got really high. They kind of just stopped reporting it for a couple of months and created a new metric where it looked a lot better. And I do not put that past these guys at all. And I think if they stop reporting quality data, that's one of the biggest risks, because the thing about the US is you could, at least up until now, trust that the numbers that they published were a legit representation of the state of the country. But if you can't even trust the government to tell you how the country's doing, nobody's going to be willing to lend money to the US government. So that's quite concerning. And I think that's probably the one thing that is going to at least discourage them from completely lying about the numbers. But we'll see, man. The thing is, you literally don't even know what's going to happen day to day. Like, let me show you this, right? So the Smithsonian, the museum, has an exhibit that's all about impeachments and various presidents that have been impeached over time. And they've now removed Trump's name from their exhibit. The dude was impeached twice, by the way. I'm just curious as to how far I can go, really. Next, they'll be saying there's no war in Ba Sing Se.